Warning, the following program contains open expression that some may find offensive. Language is used freely under the direct authority of the Constitution of the United States of America.
This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network.
Detroit Podcasters Network.
Coming at you from I-94 and I-75. Representing the ongoing struggle to realize the Renaissance in Detroit, you have found the Olden. Allow me to introduce the big baby P.
I need a drink.
The front woman of the pills, Miss Danny Catastrophe.
What up, bitches?
The engineer, D. Sway. And for me, myself, and the all-seeing eye, Magnanimous. And now, Oled Ezra.
What's up, internet, in the beautiful yet broke city of Detroit, Michigan? You are listening to the 86th installment of the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution. This week is very special. It is just me and special guest co-host CBE Katie from Crazy Bitch Entertainment.
You got it. That's
Crazy
right.
Bitch Entertainment and places elsewhere. So what's going on with you? You good?
I'm great.
Good?
Awesome.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's kind of weird. None of the cast showed up today. I don't know what the hell their problem is.
I wonder if they did that on purpose.
They might have.
Funny how that works out, huh?
Some sort of revolt. I know that Danny's on vacation, which is why
right.
I asked you to be here. I think Pat is... I don't know what Pat's doing. Steve is purportedly hungover. He keeps... I don't know what he keeps doing to himself.
You showed me the text message. I'm a wreck.
He went to bed at 8 this morning, and he said he was into some extracurricular activities. I don't know what that means.
That could mean a lot of things.
Strippers. Okay. Panic Trigger is here. We have an InkAddict.com contest winner. Anyway, make sure to check us out, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, all linkable through the OlinEzraShow.com. And without any further BS, Steve's not here, but what's that on my floor?
Beer of the week.
And this week, it's not so much beer as some 90 proof cheap Meyer brand bourbon called Ezra Brooks. And I drank like maybe half, two-thirds of a fifth of it on Friday night at Fire It Up Fridays. Not to mention there was also a car fire at Fire It Up Fridays.
I saw the picture.
You saw the picture? Yeah, the dude comes
hell?
Into the venue and he's like, Olin, oh my God, my car's on fire. And I'm like, no, dude, are you serious? He's like, I need a fire extinguisher, dude. My car's on fire. So the bullfrog didn't have a fire extinguisher.
Oops.
Which, yeah, I don't know if that could get them in any trouble, but yeah, they didn't have one.
No, so, I can't imagine why that would get them in any trouble at all. Really?
So we call the DPD. The parking lot ends up getting swarmed with like 7 cops and the fire department. And it was just one dude. One firefighter walks up with a fire extinguisher, points it at the car, and just sprays it down and walks away.
Now, I want to ask, with that many law enforcement officials at the bullfrog, who was more nervous, the people inside or the dude whose car was on fire?
We were all nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
We were just trying to have a good time at, quote, Fire It Up Fridays.
Right, right. And you had a real fire.
A real fire and a ton of bacon came out, you know, to get torched.
And weenies and marshmallows on sticks. Did you do any of that before the fire department got there?
No, we couldn't.
I
was scared, you know? It's like, well, here's a car flaming in the parking lot, and it was
pretty
big.
You're a big puss. You're afraid of a gas explosion.
I was. Somebody said that couldn't happen, but still, man, stuff was popping, and flames were spewing out of it,
nice.
And the dude just stood there and watched. There was nothing he could do. Kind of bummed it out, but it was Strife, one of the acts that night, and he did end up rocking the whole show.
So he still did the show
in spite of his car getting torched in the parking lot, he still performed, did his set at like 12 o'clock and went home.
Well, he kind of had no choice because he was stuck there. Everybody else on the show today called in hungover. I mean, what's this dude supposed to do? Call in burned instead?
The parking lot. Hey, I can't. My car is on fire.
Well, cool.
So, but yeah, anyway, at that show with this purported Ezra Brooks bourbon whiskey at 90 proof, I ended up getting so drunk, I ended up projectile vomiting, not all over Big Baby P and my truck, but the Bullfrog parking lot. I don't really remember getting home or the next day. All I know is that it killed me. So if you're looking to just get royally screwed, and by the way, the Kraken is also 90 proof. So if you've heard of the Kraken and what the Kraken has done to people, it's the same thing. It's just cheap bourbon.
Nice.
You want some?
No.
Katie's like,
no.
She secretly does.
No, I do not.
Anyway, so that's a beer of the week, or the liquor of the week, whatever, the vomit of the week. It was so bad, I woke up the next day vomiting. That never happens.
Ugh.
All over my floor, and my wall, and my bathroom. I couldn't keep anything down. Ezra Brooks does not screw around.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Did you drink it because it had your name in it?
That was the whole joke.
See. Yeah.
First mistake. Fatal error there.
Yeah.
Ezra Brooks is not that nice of a guy. But anyway, enough about that. If you're looking for innovative car casts, killer rock interviews, and more, check out my homie and good friend of the show, the country co-worker, Mr. Leszaldor. That's Les Zaldor. And you can check him out at zaldor.com. So we've got a whole slew of comments. I'm going to try not to forget any of them. But there's been this thing locally going on called the Gang-a-Bang. So this first comment, I asked people to tell us what the Gang-a-Bang means to them. And this first one, it was like 10 seconds, and that's all we got.
Gang-a-Bang!
Someone really, really...
Was that Brad from Everest?
I don't know who that was. I don't know who that was. It was... It kind of sounds like they're having a hard time on the toilet, if you will.
Yeah, that wasn't very nice. I don't know Brad all that well, and I'm ripping
Gang
on him.
Gang-a-bang! Brad is good peoples. I like Brad. So, you know what? It is Brad until somebody steps up and says that was not Brad. It could have been fuck with the band because I'm hammered guy from the last episode. And then this is the second comment about the Gang-a-bang. It kind of creeped me out, I'm not going to lie.
I just want to get myself all in that big group of people and just Gang-a-bang the whole night through. I love everything about that Detroit music scene, and I want to get up and spread the legs of the venue and just Gang-a-bang one after another.
All right, yeah.
Sounds like the dude from the Cleveland show.
All I know is that he's coming to a venue near you ready to spread its legs.
Great. Thanks for the warning.
So make sure to wear a rubber suit so you don't catch anything. It always sucks when you get a little herp in your eye, but thanks for calling. If you guys want to explain to us what the Gang-a-Bang means to you, and in that dude's case, it was spreading legs. Either way, give us a call, 313-254-4260. Now this next call, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. This is Terry from Ray Street Park.
Oh, Lynn. Hey, man, it's Terry from Ray Street Park, brother. It was great hanging out with you at the Cook Benefit last weekend. I just got a day off work here. I'm sitting here and listening through your archives, and I'm listening to the show with Forrest Wade, who are one of my favorite new local bands. Show's great, man. Keep up the good work. Hope to see you down at the DMAs on Friday. Peace.
Terry, thanks, man. I appreciate the support. Thank you so much for listening to me talk shit on your day off. I don't know why you would do such a thing, but you did, and thank you.
Terry gets the nomination from me for one of my most favorite human beings on the planet.
Katie loves you,
love
buddy.
Love Terry, and his wife, JC's awesome, too.
He was a pretty good dude when I met him at Tim Cook's cancer benefit, which Tim did 650 people throughout the night, and they ended up raising close to 10 grand.
I'm so glad that went well.
It went
Tim's
terrific.
Great people, too.
Yeah, Tim is really good people. Shout out to Tim. Shout out to Ray Street Park. And Terry, we were talking about getting together on some shows. I think I might have something in July, so we'll talk about that later. But yeah, thanks for calling, Terry. Now, the country coworker decided to call and call me out on my dumb bullshit.
Doggy, here's the country coworker. You're listening to the Ole Ezra Show. Now, I gotta tell you, fellas, if you call this here telephone number, that 313, whatever, that old Olin keeps spouting on and on about, sometimes they might put you on there, and then sometimes they may not. You know, he whines and cries, and, well, he acts like a little bitch. Take, for instance, I called this here one time, and I left a big, long rant about this here goal action that he keeps talking about. I asked for a play-by-play, and I got nothing. I got nothing. Anyhow, like you said, grow a sack and do what you're damn saying you're going to do. Play the damn message, and, well, then you can cuss at me later. Say ya!
All right.
there's this handy thing called the internet if he really wants the girl-on-girl stuff that bad.
It's all over the place, youporn.com.
But not that you know.
Really. See, here's the thing, country coworker. We can only fit so many comments. And sometimes, you know, the girl-on-girl action is very sacred to us at our live shows. The reason I'm not going to give you a play-by-play is because you don't come to my live shows. Why am I going to give you something that other people have to make their way all the way downriver or all the way out some other venue to see, and I'm just supposed to give it to you for free?
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I can't do it, buddy. You gotta come out to the shows. Because until I see you in the flesh, I still think that you're Zaldor's weird, creepy, alternate persona that likes to yell a lot. And I don't think I cussed.
Really?
I don't think so.
You sure?
Shut the fuck up, country coworker. How dare you call my show to ridicule me?
Well, really?
I can't play them all, but please keep calling 313-254-4260. Nate called with some love, and this is what Nate had to say.
And when it comes to the hip-hop trivia with Ryan B., Freaks Come Out at Night, I think that was Houdini. I'm not positive on that, but I'm pretty sure that was Houdini that did that. And also, when it comes to the average Joe's guitar playing, he is a good friend of mine. I used to live with a guy. So just be thankful that you haven't gotten personal voicemails from him on your own cell phones with him playing the guitar. Oh, it's the most ungodly thing I've ever heard. Anyways, happy Zombie Jesus Day, everybody. Thanks for your bloody time.
He must have called that Easter because he said happy Zombie Jesus Day. And apparently one of our original co-hosts, the Average Joe, decided to start playing guitar. And you heard part of that on the Smoke on the Water. What'd you think about that?
Painful.
Riveting.
Yeah.
It was so painful, it was riveting. Either way, apparently Nate is now getting calls, personal calls, by Joe, soothing him and serenading him with his sweet, sweet, succulent guitar skills.
Keyword suck.
Yeah. Hey, Dylan, if the Average Joe called you and asked to play his guitar for you, what would you do?
I'd hang up.
You also wouldn't have any room left on your voicemail.
Wow. Yeah, this voicemail box is full. All right, we're going to finish off the comments this week with some hip-hop trivia by Mr. Ryan B.
Ryan B., Potty Mouth Sissies, hip-hop trivia, here we go. Which NWA rapper went on and made a debut EP entitled Kiss My Black Ass? This is for 24 points. Good luck.
I don't know what that was at the end, but 24 points, Katie. That means since you're disqualified, obviously, from this week's hip-hop trivia, you're winning with 10 points right now. Someone can come and take your lead from you if they answer that correctly. Kiss My Black Ass, AZZ. Who was it? Do you know?
I have an idea, but I'll let it go. I'll let it ride.
I just think about the Renaissance Center, and it will all become clear. So we do have some upcoming shows. I got one real quick I want to touch on, May 7th. That's going to be at the Rack and Roll. It's going to have B-Dab, The Pills. It's going to have Avarice, and it's going to have Robots in the Garden.
Nice.
Of course, with all the other excess and OE show action that probably shouldn't happen, will be happening and in full effect. We can't wait. We're still trying to set up a party bus, but every place we call just wants to rape our tender anuses. Well, if you're out there listening and you can put together, I don't care, it could be a church bus. All right, we'll bring them on a church bus. I don't care. I'm looking for something like $300, $300, something easily affordable, and that we don't have to rape people in their asses to come see the show, because that's not what we're about.
I would pay good money to see, to get a picture of you rolling off a bus from Baptist Central Church. Oh my God, that would be priceless.
Yeah, the event, May 7th, Pills, B-Dab, Avarice, come on down. What do you got going? You got something the next day.
Yeah, I have something to shamelessly plug. May 8th, Spring Stimulus at Hayloft.
The Spring Stimulus.
That's right.
Now, who's going to be stimulated?
Anybody that comes.
Anybody that comes, okay.
I have five bands. I just got another band. I wanted to jump into an early slot. Thank you and shout out to Karen from Wicked Skull, our friend.
K-Hub.
Yep. She got me a band called Smack Yourself.
Smack Yourself.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, so I checked them out, and they sound pretty cool. They're friends of hers, so that's good enough for me.
Are they, like, just straight rock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, and then Reality Drift, Coin, Odeon, and Imagination. And I've got some awesome sponsors for this show. Rockin' Creations Custom Jewelry, my friend Cherie, it's her company. She takes guitar strings and makes customized jewelry pieces.
Nice.
Yeah, very cool stuff. And our mutual friends, InkAddict.com.
That's right.
Detroit Live Magazine. Darian's going to come with a couple of
Detroit Live girls.
Yep.
Nice.
And then back to Karen again. She is the Michigan ambassador for a new music website that's coming out called Music Waffle.
Music Waffle.
Yeah.
Get your waffle on.
Yeah, and some syrup, too. And then and then Rock and Rummage is also
they're going to be
sponsor.
There, too, yeah. With some vintage clothing. So yeah, there's going to be a ton of crap.
Yeah, but it's good music, good times. And the whole point is, anybody that I wanted involved with the show, I wanted it to be about local music, supporting local music, and supporting local businesses.
That's what it's always about.
Hell yeah.
May 7th, May 8th, there's going to be a jam-packed weekend right there. Right to start the month of May off. There's also another show coming up May 15th at the Bullfrog that we just put together. Has huge, huge supporters of the show, Johnny Roast Beef, if anybody knows those guys. Those are pretty cool cats. They do kind of an old-school punk rock thing. We're going to have the Misery Show coming back, and we're also going to be having a band called Face the Name. Just make sure to keep checking back the olinezrashow.com/upcoming, and the full lineup will be there probably by the time this episode's out. So, the InkAddict.com Tattoo Artist of the Week is actually the contest 2010 winner, and his name is Steve Pelkey.
Take the photo, send it in. Before you know it, you're wearing your skin. InkAddict.com Tattoo Artist of the Week.
Hello?
Mr. Steve Pelkey.
Yeah, this is Steve Pelkey. Who's this?
What's up, man? It's Olin Ezra from the Olin Ezra Show, and you're on the air with Olin and Katie. What's going on, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you? I'm at a fucking paintball tournament right now.
Oh, you're still nice. Over there.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. A little winded right now, but it's all good.
Well, you got about 5 to 10 minutes for us?
Yeah, for sure, man.
Very cool. Well, congratulations. I want to say, first off, congratulations on coming in second in InkAddict.com's contest. But since the guy that came in first was a little too bashful to be interviewed, you're technically, I guess, getting his perk.
Sweet.
Here's the secret is that I voted for your design as number one because I thought that you had put a lot of thought into it. I could, for myself, being a hopeless addict, I saw a bunch of sort of hints at addiction in there. What made you come up with that design, man?
I don't know. I was going off like the theme of what Ink Addict had and stuff like that. Like the first one I put up was more with like how they wanted to connect music and tattooing on a level. But with that one, dude, I went off the wall with it. You know, I was just thinking about being an addict and stuff like that, and just like just looking crazy, you know.
You also work at, Jim had told me that you work at 8 Mile Tattoo. Can you tell us where that's located, how to get a hold of you?
Yeah, that's located at 8 Mile in Van Dyke. I believe the number is 725-6300, and that's 586.
Dude, you're getting shot with tiny balls filled with paint.
Oh my God, it's all over the place out here, and I got a hangover, man.
Is it painful to get hit with those paintballs, Steve?
My adrenaline's gone. It's pretty good. It's pretty much as bad as getting a tattoo, I guess.
Just knock the hangover right out of you, right?
Yeah.
And so, do you have a website for your shop or anything like that?
No, I run all my stuff through MySpace and Facebook right now. Like, really, man, right now I'm an entrepreneur, man. I'm just starting out and just getting everything together.
So how's business, then?
Oh, business is great, man, down there.
Beautiful, man. Well, Steve, we won't take up any more of your time, you know, at your paintball tournament. Good luck on that, by the way.
Yeah, thanks, man.
And thanks for taking the time out today to do this little interview. And we'll post your shirt up on the OlinEzraShow.com when the post is made and everything like that so the listeners can check it out. But thanks again, dude.
All right, man.
Have a good one, man.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, Steve Pelkey.
Nice.
Very good. Good time. So, what do you say, Katie, we get into some Panic Trigger?
I say we do it.
All right. We're gonna do that. And this one's called Echoes of You.
Yeah.
Yeah! Panic Trigger. What is up? We're in the booth right now with Kevin and John, and then we're bringing in...
Kenny and Tommy.
They're going to be coming in for the second half, but...
If they're still here when we get done.
Hopefully they didn't get lost on the way to the bathroom in between.
I think they made it back.
They found
it. No, thanks, guys, for coming out.
Absolutely.
Bringing Katie with you in the Panic Trigger van that I saw?
The Trigger Wagon. Yes.
The Trigger. Is there a reason it's called the Trigger Wagon?
Well, there's a lot of stories that we can neither confirm or deny. That's right.
Right on. Well, you guys kind of have like a harder sound. What would you say would be your key influences if you want to go that route?
Old school or new school? Old school, Aerosmith, Kiss.
Yeah.
Cool stuff like that. Ted Nugent.
The Nuge.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think we're kind of like old school. We're kind of like students of like rock history, man. We know it all. We dig the way the riffs of the 70s were, and I think when we write some songs, you hear like, and actually I don't think a lot of people do this, you hear riffs in them.
Right.
You know, and I think we do that on purpose.
Right on. Now that's coming. We'll get to this in a little bit. You're having an upcoming CD release, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometime in May, we'll get to that in a little bit, but so, Nuge for Governor then.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't know, man. He's a little crazy.
Yeah,
I think that's what we need, though. It needs to be shooken up. You know what I'm saying?
You just need somebody that says what they mean and means what they say.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sick of getting bent over. I don't know about you guys, but every time I try to buy a pack of smokes or buy some booze or buy some gas or
some ammunition.
Yeah, or I work.
right.
I just get bent over. Yeah,
the only thing about Nuge is I don't want him, you know, being one of these guys that has a tendency to try to blame everything on poor people. You know? That would be my only concern.
Arnold Schwarzenegger can be a governor of California. Ted Nugent is definitely the governor.
What's
of
his
Michigan.
Name? The wrestler was
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yeah.
I'm gonna break your neck, brother, and sign this bill.
Listen, you either sign this or
veto.
I'm seeing a DDT come your way.
April and the D, man, you guys were in it this year and last year, too. We entered last year as Magnanimous, and then Steve did it again this year as B-Dab and got second. I checked your video. You guys had one of the better songs, one of the better videos.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
I heard that we had Chaos Theory, I think it was episode 69 in here. You guys were telling me before the show that you guys kind of had a competition with that going or something?
No, we just were, you know, basically hitting back and forth on Facebook and MySpace and stuff, going, oh, you guys are rocking there, and then they would hit us back. No, you guys should win. And it's all, I mean, it's all in good fun. I mean, it's just a competition. It's nothing to get, you know.
Absolutely.
It was a friendly competition.
Absolutely.
Well, did you guys get a chance to read those wonderful comments on the FSN April and the D
I followed them quite frequently, yeah.
Did you really? Because I honestly didn't see them, so you guys tell me.
I would not respond to any one of them.
Good.
I would not even waste my time typing.
Really? Were they nasty?
They were very, very jaded, bitter, and nasty. Several people had several gold records, apparently, according to the comments. They're saying, oh, we were gold records and blah, blah, blah. We have all this, and we didn't get in the top five. But bottom line is you get the publicity out of something like that.
Yeah, but you know what? That doesn't matter. If your content doesn't fit what they're looking for
Who
for
did?
The content.
That was a producer that was saying, I produced gold records.
Yeah, see?
And I can't even make the top five. And honestly, you don't know. You never know who's sitting on the other side voting for this stuff. I mean, the big fiasco last year was that they picked, I'm sorry, the biggest, sissiest song you could possibly imagine, Bubblegum Rock. And if that kid's smile got any more Peter Brady-ish, I was going to vomit.
Good luck, Joe's.
Well, you know, the funny part
is... That's not what Detroit's about.
Not at all.
At least this year, it'll get a little less publicity because the Pistons didn't even make the playoffs, so it's like we won't be seeing it quite as much.
It's kind of a double-edged sword, those goddamn Pistons. I don't know what the hell's wrong with them.
You know, I'm telling you, man, when they got rid of Chauncey, it all went downhill, man.
He was the catalyst.
It all went downhill.
I'm just happy my Wings are still in it to win it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they are.
The Wings are still kicking ass. The Tigers are off to a pretty decent start. So
it's a long summer, though. I can't wait to get down to the park and catch some games. It's going to be a great summer.
Yeah. Hopefully it's warm this year.
So where, for you guys, where's the best spot to get your music? The internet?
Yeah, MySpace, Facebook. It's kind of sad.
Shows. Come to shows, you can buy our CD. See?
Come to shows to hear the music. Yes. Fill the bar. And support local music.
And then buy the CD. Yes.
Right.
And that's what it's all about, essentially.
And a t-shirt, too.
Also,
times are tough here. If you can just afford the CD, that's fine, too.
I was also going to say, don't forget the buttons, pins, stickers, patches, and whatever else.
Yeah. No, we can't afford all that cool merch. We just got t-shirts. Yeah, really.
We had bumper stickers for a while, and they actually were kind of cool.
I made the fatal mistake. I got all these big bumper stickers, and I put them on tits. So I got all these pictures of bumper stickers on tits.
Yeah.
And then when it comes down to it, now I'm out of bumper stickers.
Ouch.
I can't stick them anywhere.
Ours was asses.
We made the same mistake, but it was asses.
Yeah. You couldn't see
a bumper sticker with our band name on it without it being on some girl's ass.
Although I got to say, thanks to all the girls out there. I don't know what it is about a sticker that you are just dying to have it on your ass, but we got to say thanks because we enjoy putting it on.
Keep sticking the stickers on your ass.
That's right.
Please.
Keep doing it.
That's
keep
their
doing
specialty.
It.
That's supporting local music.
Yeah, you know. That's right.
You're supporting your supporters with a nice little pat on the ass.
Hey, exactly. You know, they do it in baseball, right, all the time.
Sure.
You know, teammates.
All sports.
I mean, hey, why can't we do it? Ours are just better looking, that's all. Well, most of them.
So do you guys have any shows coming up other than the release?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have, we'll be in Traverse City May 1st for a Rock Your Way to the Top competition. We're in the finals. There's 8 bands in the finals for that. So it should be a really kick-ass show up there.
Very good. Is that bands from the whole state?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
The whole state. It's a statewide competition. They're flying in judges from Chicago, L.A., New York.
Very cool.
Yeah, so it should be a good deal. Hopefully we can just wrap it up and win that sucker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And don't forget next weekend, April 23rd and 24th.
Yeah,
it's going to be a very
good
ugly weekend.
Katie's here.
I was going to do that one first, but I was like, "Well, that's a whole weekend, and this is just one out of town show."
Okay.
So we'll just breeze over the out of town show and then go to the.
We're up at New York with Ugly
on Friday.
On Friday, the 23rd, and then on the 24th, we're going up to Fenton in a place called Mo Doggies again with Ugly. They're both going to be cool shows, so everybody needs to come on out.
Kind of action-packed
ugly
weekend.
Ugly weekend.
Ugly, yeah. Ugly weekend.
Very cool. So now how long have you guys been a band?
How long has it been now? 4 years
four on years Thanksgiving ago. For me.
Yeah.
John and Kenny have been together since the start of time.
Really. We came out out of the hospital playing together, I think.
they're
back in the day.
The backbone of Panic Trigger. And me and Tommy, Tommy the guitar player, Tommy's 1 year less than me, so he's 3 years. So all in all, it's probably been about 4 years we've been together.
Yeah, all four of us. Me and Kenny, like I said, we've been together for a long time, and we basically decided we wanted to form a new band. And then we got Kevin, and then... And we needed a guitar player.
Joy that was, joining
this
band.
It was a joy. Man, we had a good time. Oh, we had to mess with you a little bit. I mean, come on.
I got a phone call.
It sounds like trauma right
here. It was great, man.
I tried out for the band, I think. I even did a set at a live show of theirs.
He did, yeah.
And still didn't know I was in the band. I didn't even know I had the gig. Just kept calling me for these shows. And I didn't even know if I had the gig or not. And I get a call from an old friend of mine, ex-guitar player, and he's like, "Hey, congratulations, dude. I hear you're in the band." And I'm like, "That's news to me, because I haven't heard a damn..." He's like, "Did I just ruin something for you, dude?" I'm like, "Actually, any clarification would be great, so I appreciate the call."
Man, and I'll tell you, we did, man. We it was weird. We put this ad out, and it was the one that you actually answered, and this is actually a really cool story, because we put this ad out, and truthfully, when you're looking for a singer, man, it's tough. You know, because, I mean, there's a lot of people who say they can and who can't, and, you know.
And then they'll sound like me in my shower, which nobody really needs to hear.
Right, exactly. So, but it was funny because we got this just awesome amount of responses for people to the point where we were rehearsing at Kenny's house. And literally, he was setting them up, like, okay, listen, dude, you got from 7 to 7:20. And then we need you out of here because we got another guy coming in.
At 7:30. And then...
And we literally did. And we were going through. And then, so we decided, okay.
When I showed up, there was a turnstile at the back door.
And you needed a hand stamp to re-enter.
And then these live shows that he was talking about. Because our old singer really dumped us, man. Left us high and dry. And we needed replacements for gigs. Right. And Kenny and I were all going to be ambitious. We're not going to let this guy stop us and blah, 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 blah. So we were telling people, okay, you learn these songs. You learn these songs. And we actually had three other people come up during one whole show.
Oh, wow.
And everybody was setting in. And that's how we did the whole thing. It was kind of cool, actually.
We like that one.
Yeah, that's kind of how we did it.
No, it's a good for you. Sounds like hell for you.
Oh, it was still good for me. It was a great learning experience.
Truth is,
never to answer another ad from the Metro Times again.
truth is, there wasn't really anybody else that was even had a shot.
Good times. Well, Kevin, John, thank you guys for making time. I guess we're gonna kind of do a swap here, if you will. We're gonna bring Kenny and Tommy in. Yeah, Kenny and Tommy. Welcome, gentlemen. Now, you guys are going to talk a little bit about the CD release party you guys have coming up.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We got that happening May 22nd. We're going to do it at the Doghouse in Clinton Township.
Okay.
And that's been our home. That's where, you know, when Kevin and John were talking, that's where we had everybody come down and audition live. You know, it's you know, the owner there, Jimmy, the staff. I mean, you know, we do a lot of talking with other bands, and that's a place that takes care of bands. And it's one of those places where you can go and it's not all, listen, get your shit on, get your shit off, hurry.
Right.
It's, hey, listen, you guys just do it, kind of be a little more of a camaraderie. So, you know, we're like, that's the best place to do it. Let's just blow the roof off the place. We're bringing in two amazing bands with us, Maxine and Balls Deluxe. And it's, we got Zodiac Vodka involved.
Nice.
So, which is a Michigan company.
Mm-hmm.
So is that free vodka or there's just going to be a ton of vodka? Because if there's free vodka, yeah, I am there.
All of a sudden, Oleg's coming to the CD release party.
Right there. I'm there.
You come, I'll get you a bottle of Zodiac Vodka.
I'm coming then. May 22nd. I don't have any shows that weekend. So
there you go. That's perfect.
Beautiful. So how long has the CD been in works?
Oh, God.
Here we go.
before we even start with this, I want to first say that everything those other guys said, complete bullshit. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. This is the band right here. They're going to come busting through the store.
You notice we came in second as the headline act.
They warmed us up. That's pretty cool. Now, this has been actually a work in progress for a while. When I joined the band, I don't know, I came in, what, in 2006? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
End of 2006. And we started writing songs, and we kind of released our CD in 2007, The Dirty Little Habit. And it's long overdue. We've been kind of writing and collecting these ideas and riffs and songs, and everybody's been really contributing, even the drummer. Just kidding. But it's been, we have a library, like an anthology of riffs and ideas, and we finally narrow them down. And I think it took Big KK to twist Kenny's arm into doing a 5-song recording deal that we were going to do here. We also recorded some songs with Chuck Elkazian over at Pearl.
Okay.
Chuck's a great producer. Worked with him, and the Echoes of You track you heard is was recorded with him. So we did that back in, was that 2007, Kenny? Or
2008.
Yeah, January 2008.
Yeah. So it's been a long time coming.
We had those. Progress.
And then, you know, we had all these different things happening throughout the last couple years. But we have our own studio. We have, Bob Phillips is really the fifth member of Panic Trigger.
Absolutely.
When we practice, we record everything. Everything's set up, you know, in a live setting. Everything gets put down on the computer. So the other tracks that we have on the disc are done, you know, by him and by us. Working with Chuck was great, you know what I mean? So we got to give a big shout-out to him.
We learned a lot from Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck taught us how to, tear apart a song and actually construct it with minimal, you know, as opposed to just layering like you want to do as a band. You want, right, you know, more, more, more. He really taught us to... you know, think minimal.
And well, for me personally, when I hear something that is layered on top of layered, on top of layered, on top of layered, then when you go see these bands, sometimes now these bands have, they're bringing their whole machines with their backing tracks samples. And everything like that.
Yeah.
And it like it sounds like a CD band, but that's not,
no.
You know what I mean? If you're out there jamming and you fuck up and break a string, it's kind of cooler to see how you react to that and still
you can,
make it you manageable.
Can come see this,
you know what
you can,
I mean?
You can see this band and see and hear a lot of fuck-ups throughout the show. Yeah. There's no problem there.
I was going to try and smooth that over and say, you know, it's really nice, kind of raw, fun stuff.
That's what I was trying to say.
It's fuck up thing,
nice and raw and gritty, you know, as opposed to overproduced and super, super layered, you know, with auto-tune.
You know,
I think that's where Kevin touched on with, you know, the old school sound and whatnot.
Like
and riffs.
Van Halen, where it's just stripped down. It's just the bass, guitar, drums, and straight up rock and vocals with, you know, charisma.
Definitely need it. Well, Panic Trigger, thank you, Kenny, Tommy. We got one more segment. You want to close it out with me and Katie here?
Sure.
So, Danny's not here. She is on a lovely retreat with her husband. She actually gave me notice saying she was going to miss, so I called Katie. But Katie has Danny's douchebag of the week.
It's the douchebag, it's Danny's dirty douchebag of the week.
And it is the guy that purposely vomited on the little girl at the Phillies game.
Oh, whoa, wait, what?
Yeah. It really happened.
I thought you were going to say me, the guy that vomited on Big Baby P, but no.
No, true story. True story.
So he was just like sitting there, like, you know, eating some hot dogs
this guy was sitting there with his 11 and 15-year-old daughter. He's at a baseball game. Okay, they're having a good old time, bunch of drunk people behind them. One of the little girls turns around and is like, could you maybe not use the F-bomb? That's really kind of rude. This is a family deal, whatever. The guy sticks his finger down his throat and vomits all over this little girl.
I'm slightly aroused.
I'm leaving. Tommy, you just scared the hell out of me. What is wrong with you?
He can't stand up.
Oh my God.
He's in the Roman showers. It's not his fault. He was born like that.
Oh my God. And I really can't get out because I'm stuck between all and Kenny.
You're stuck in a sausage fest. Okay?
Yeah.
And now we're bringing vomit into the
new
table.
Yeah, I know.
I'm German. It speaks for itself. We're twisted.
Wiener schnitzel.
We have ways of making you talk.
So instead of the guy just saying, hey, fuck off, little girl, I'm wasted, he's...
Yeah.
Hey, Dylan, would you ever puke on someone at a sporting event?
No.
At least not on purpose, right?
Yeah, right. Not on purpose. Wow.
Well, I want to know what the girl's dad did, or who she had to have been with a dad or something. Something had to go
on. Was there a fight? Did they get kicked out, or was he... All right, I need a new hot dog now. What a waste of $5. I'd be more upset that I wasted a $5 hot dog.
Well, and the best part... Dude's daughters that got puked on?
Yeah.
Off-duty police officer.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dude, fail.
So, big fail. big fail. And it's too bad. If you want, and I'll find the picture and you can put it up on the website.
Oh, wow.
Obviously, you know, we can't do pictures now, but the mugshot of this
dude. So he got arrested.
Oh, hell yeah, he got arrested.
So for publicly vomiting on a 12-year-old.
Oh, yeah. He did it.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
What a story she has for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll never go to another game again.
Oh, man.
Well, here's the warm and fuzzy happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
While they were out of the seats making the police report and whatever, somebody...
Getting hosed off.
Right. Somebody, getting cleaned up and making the police report. Somebody else sitting in their section caught a ball that came into the stands and gave it to the little girl that got puked on.
Wait a minute. That's the warm and fuzzy ending?
Yes, that's
ending.
The warm and fuzzy.
I got puked on and I get a stupid foul ball? No, that's not... I need a jersey.
It made the kid smile.
I need some
tickets. The dad was happy the kid got a game ball. Don't bust on me. I'm telling you what the dad said.
Where was
that guy was easy to please.
This was at the Philadelphia, the Phillies.
Yeah.
So there's some fat, probably steel worker or something, that just horked all over some little girl, and she gets a dented up, dirty ball.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. It's in your hair. Here's a ball.
We're sorry for the inconvenience.
Talk about a weekend full of vomit. So,
yeah. Yeah.
And that's how we're going to end the show.
All right.
Some projectile vomit. It comes full circle from Friday night to today. It just continues.
With a car fire to vomit.
That's right, car fire to vomit. We got this big show May 7th. Don't forget about it. Please wear a rubber suit, because last time our girl-on-girl makeout contest got a little out of control, and I guess there was about 8 chicks, and it turned into more than making out, so.
Nice.
Hey, can you change the rubber to nylon? Yeah.
Who's bringing the Visqueen?
The Visqueen suit.
I'm glad you like that, Kenny. Kenny's really laughing at one of my jokes.
We always put it down. Crazy Bitch Entertainment also has a show May 8th. A ton of local vendors. Make sure to check them out. And don't forget Panic Trigger's CD release party, amongst the other shows coming up with them. That's May 22nd, right?
Yeah, yes. May 22nd. Yeah, and we have the April 20, what is it, 23rd, 24th with Ugly again. And Brian Tram's on the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And Mo Doggies.
Yep.
Very we gotta top that vomit thing. There's gotta be something we can do for some publicity.
That's our new goal.
You guys are gonna have to take diarrhea. It a step above Pillar of Autumn.
Yeah.
And just puke in each other's mouths.
No, that's
Listen, oh my God, you're gonna make me sick.
I've already caught something of Tommy's in my mouth. I'm not going for that.
Whoa, wait.
Fill me in.
All right.
Hey, was I there or was I asleep?
Panic Trigger. That's where the trigger comes from. No. Kenny and Tommy, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Kevin and John, thank you guys. So
who?
So for myself.
You okay?
Yeah, okay.
I'm rolling solo
with
CBE Katie, and for the lovely Miss Katie Morosso.
Morosso, close enough. It's all good.
We're gonna take you out. We're gonna take you out to Panic Trigger, Waiting for the Boom. Only on the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.